recording.
Little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Kitty, and this is I'm with Donna here, and we're bringing you another pickleball chat. Today, we'd like to introduce you to our new producer, Alex.
Hi. I'm super happy to be here.
Awesome.
I don't know anything about pickleball yet, and I'm excited to learn. It's pretty popular down here.
Very popular.
It's popular everywhere now.
So we'd like to talk to Alex a little bit about pickleball and her understanding of pickleball.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. And see where we
I'm going to be a pro after today.
There you go. What do you want to know about pickleball, Alex?
Okay, so here's what I know about pickleball.
Okay.
It's kind of played on a tennis court. It's a little smaller than a tennis court, and the net is lower than a tennis ball court.
Wow.
I don't know what size rackets you use or what the ball is like.
All right, they're called paddles, not rackets.
Okay. I'm surprised that she knows so much.
I know.
I mean, I didn't even know what pickleball was a year and a half ago
I've walked past the courts.
Okay.
So I've never seen actually anyone playing on them.
Really? Okay. At Gilchrist?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What time do you walk past there?
It was quite early in the morning. It was probably 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's funny, though. It is seemingly a growing sport across the country, actually, and the world.
Okay.
But we were talking previously about 2 years ago, I'd never even heard of it.
Do you know where it originated?
We do.
Yeah, we know all about the history.
Nice.
Sure. It started on an island off of Washington State.
Oh, so it's an American-born sport.
And this was in the 60s.
Okay. Yeah.
Early 60s, really. Early to mid-60s. And the story is that three men went out golfing. One of them was a state congressman from Washington. And they got home, and the kids were sitting around like they do in the summertime. And Dad were bored. Well, he said, let's play a game. And what they had on hand were some ping pong paddles, a wiffle ball, and a tennis court. And they started hitting the wiffle ball around with the ping pong paddles. They had a dog named Pickle who would run after the ball, is the story. And thus pickleball was born.
Very cool.
Yeah. And of course there's been a lot of changes since then. But that, in a nutshell, is how it began in the state of Washington, the good old USA.
So you mentioned the tennis court, and actually what a lot of people are doing now is they're taking a tennis court and relining it, and they can fit two pickleball courts within one tennis court.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So some of the complexes, size, even around this area, they're taking their tennis courts and they're refitting them with new nets. And they're putting the lines in for pickleball so they can go back and forth between tennis and or pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And really, I mean, there's of course, a robust tennis organization and players and groups here in Punta Gorda. But there also are a lot of pickleball players. I'm not sure which has more. But the good thing about pickleball is I think it might be easier to get involved in pickleball to start your first game than tennis. I don't know. I've played both. And I think tennis not was harder to pick up, but just it was more complex at the beginning.
Yeah.
Is pickleball maybe a little more lenient, too?
I'm thinking it's easier on the body. And the reason I say that is, although, believe me, there's injuries, a lot of the people I've talked to have come from playing tennis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they get I guess, to a age or a physical fitness level where that's too much and they sort of go to pickleball. That's what I've seen.
Yeah. Well, you know, you run a lot more in tennis because the court's twice the size.
Right.
Even when you play doubles. That's not to say there isn't running in pickleball, but no, not as much because there's not as large of a play area.
For some reason, I feel like pickleball is a doubles game. Is it both doubles and single?
Yeah, most of the time it's doubles, and tournaments it's always doubles, but they do have a singles game, which I've played a couple times.
Yeah, and they have singles tournaments, too. I mean, they have both in the most tournaments. But by far, the most popular is doubles.
Yeah.
Because it's a social game, Alex, you know? And four people, and, you know, you play with two people, then you play with two different people. You know, there's probably up at where we play most often these days is at Pickleplex.
Okay.
Up where Southwestern College is. I mean, there's 16 courts there. So
it's beautiful.
It
I don't know if you've seen it. It's a brand new facility.
Right. It opened in June. Took 2 years. And this is the first stage. They're going to put 16 more courts, a clubhouse.
Wow.
Inside restroom.
Yeah, they have the whole plan mapped out of what their future looks like, and when it's going to happen is still the questionable timeline.
Right.
But it's in the phases.
Yep.
We're in phase one now.
Right. And so if you have 16 courts, you know, what is that? 16 times 4, that's 64. I'm terrible at math. So what is that?
64, I believe.
64. 64 people playing, and there are times when we go there where there's paddles up, people waiting. So it's obviously very popular, and there's all levels and all skills there, and all ages, frankly. I mean, we get one of the best players, rising players in the pickleball, in the Punta Gorda area is Drew. He's 19.
Okay.
And he played with one of our instructors, Ricky, in the last tournament, and they took gold. So, I mean, it's a great game for younger people, middle-aged, older. Some of them play it a little differently. The younger people tend to play, especially the younger males, with a lot more power.
So my friend Jan, she originates from South Dakota, and her niece has a child that went first grade pickleball report card.
Yeah.
You got 12 out of 12, and I'm like, boy, here in some little town in South Dakota,
playing pickleball in gym.
They're playing pickleball in first grade.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, kind of like volleyball was when I was in first grade. Well, I went to Catholic schools, too, so all the girls played volleyball in Fayette, and, you know, we had our own little team that would go and play the other Catholic grade schools. You know, we didn't have basketball for girls when I was growing up, so... Yeah, and that's how I see pickleball now too. Not only for girls, but boys as well. It's a different country today, even with the Catholics. Boys and girls are more equal.
How tall is the net?
36 inches.
36 inches, and what? You're still using paddles? I'm assuming they're not the table tennis paddles
they're like a table tennis paddle. They're composites.
They've become much more sophisticated. Yeah, but they are definitely resemble.
Yeah, they resemble. And in the ball, I don't know the dimensions of the paddle, but the ball is almost the size of a wiffle ball with
holes it's a in lot it. A lot larger than I would have expected.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what's it made out of?
It's like durable plastic.
Right.
Okay. So it bounces well when it hits the court.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Right. And yeah.
It's funny because we were talking about different balls. There's regulated balls for pickleball, and it's funny how people have their preference in the ball type.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I can't tell one ball from another. I mean, they do perform differently, but I'm not at that skill level that it really matters to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm at that skill level, but I definitely prefer playing with certain balls.
Which one do you like?
Well, I like the Franklin Dura 40.
Okay.
You know. There's a little, I believe there's a little difference in hardness. And also if a ball is new or old, like some people don't like playing with new balls. They'll take them and they'll scuff them up a little bit, you know. But, I mean, when you do something so often, you do get to understand the feel of it more and have certain preferences.
Yeah, you become a pickleball snob.
Yeah, well, I don't know about a snob.
How long have you both been playing?
I played over 2 years.
So I started when I moved down here, so it's probably been about a year and a half, maybe close to 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I really met my friendship base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made a lot of good friends on the courts. Like I said, it's a social game. And oftentimes we'll go for breakfast or for lunch afterwards. Mm-hmm. I know at Gilcrest we'll do Bloody Mary Fridays. We bring Bloody Marys and snacks when we're done. Then we'll play a few games and, you know, keeping it real. It's a lot of fun.
Are you guys doubles partners?
We play a lot together.
Uh-huh.
We mix it up, but there's a team of four of us that always go. And we play each other, of course, but the nice thing is so many people
mm-hmm.
that you play different people throughout the couple hours that we're there.
Right.
We have to play each other so we can make fun of each other.
Yeah, right.
Don't start kidding.
Yeah,
either.
I was going to. Just that's why we call her Dee Dee. Dink and Donna.
Dee Dee.
She's getting to dink a lot more. Dink
so
is...
So I'm known for my hard shots,
yeah.
Really hitting it
right.
Probably too hard, and I know that sometimes can be a weakness, so I've tried to start to lighten it up, and that's worked for me. So these guys now...
So, yeah, so she started dinking all of a sudden, which is hitting the ball very softly into the kitchen, switching from her powerful forehands. And we were like, whoa, Dink and Donna, here she comes. Which, of course, we shortened to Dee Dee.
So you explain to me what a dink is. What is the kitchen?
Go ahead.
So the kitchen is the no-fault zone. It's an area that you're not allowed to step into unless the ball has bounced in it.
Okay.
So no part of your body, no part of your equipment or anything can enter in this area. And it's 10 feet wide by...
7 feet deep.
7 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, I guess, based on the historical design of this, this is something they came up with, this particular dimension, to try to make it a little bit more competitive.
Okay.
Right.
Is that the area right in front of the net?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. And you can play in the kitchen if the ball bounces. The rule is you can't take the ball on a volley and be inside the kitchen.
Okay.
So, because you can take the ball on a bounce anywhere on the court, or you can take it on a volley everywhere else on the court.
Okay.
The ball does not have to bounce in pickleball. You can take it in the air on a volley, except when you're in the kitchen. If you do that, it's a fault. And I should say, if you're behind the kitchen, and a lot of times, Alex, what we do is after we serve and get on the third shot, the team moves up to the net
mm-hmm.
to defend.
But not in the kitchen.
Not
as
in the kitchen,
close to the
right
net.
Outside of the
okay.
kitchen. And oftentimes what happens is, okay, you can stay out of the kitchen, but you get a ball coming in the air to you, and you know that you can smash it
mm-hmm.
and get the point, and you do so, and your momentum brings you into the kitchen. That's the hard part to control.
Okay.
Like part of your foot, you know, you'll take that forward smash, and gravity says you're going to go into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be careful and cognizant of where you are in the court.
So what is the fault? What is the penalty for going into the kitchen?
You lose your serve if you get a fault.
Okay, so, but do you get the point?
No.
Okay.
No point. It's a fault. And the serve either goes to your partner, if you were serving, or to the other team, if both individuals on that team have served. In pickleball, each partner on the team serves once.
Okay.
So after the point is over, meaning you've either scored enough points to win the game, it goes to 11, or you faulted, so the serve goes to your competitors across the net.
Okay.
Well, it's not just the serve. So if I would get a point if I was serving to you and you did that mistake. So
right.
The fault
That's
could be
true.
I get the point.
That's true.
It's not just the serve.
That's true. Excuse me.
Oh.
I didn't explain that very well.
If she hits it
right.
over back to me but lands
in the
kitchen
right.
and I serve the ball,
then mm-hmm. she gets the
I
point.
Get a point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now, if I served it, I was thinking I served
you would
it.
Lose
I would
serve.
Lose the serve.
Yeah.
You could only get points when you're serving.
Okay.
It's the only time you can score.
So is it like tennis to where the ball can bounce once and no more?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No more.
Okay.
Yep.
And you said it's 2-11, so each point is one.
Right. And you'll hear people, the way they score, they also call. You have to call out the score. You have to serve within 10 seconds of getting the ball, and you must call out the score. And in addition to calling out the score, you have to state which server you are. So you'll often hear something like 2-1-2. The score is 2-1, and I'm the second server on that team.
Okay. So that's probably the only thing at the beginning, not the only thing, but it was like really confusing to me, was the server 1 versus server 2. So I thought, it was... I remember being confused about it, and I kept calling myself server 1. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And it's me. Anyway, I'm the one.
Yeah. But anyways,
yeah.
You're doing it because each time a team is playing, both people on the court that's serving get to serve. So you say the score, and you say either you're server 1 or you're server 2, and then it goes to the other side. So you always call out either mm-hmm. server 1 or server 2.
Yeah, I had friends that would walk by Gilchrist all the time. They said to me, you play pickleball. What is that about? That 316-624? Well, it's not
sounds
exactly
like a lot
that,
of numbers.
But, they've never heard that before. But, when you think about someone coming to tennis, 15 love, 30 love. Mm-hmm. Every racket sport seems to have their own lingo about scoring and how they do it. So, yeah, that's the way pickleball works.
And you alternate sides of serving. It's not... server 1 and then server 2. It's server 1, server 1, server 2, server 2.
Well, you keep serving as long as you win the point.
Oh, wow. So you could just dominate the
you
whole
could.
Game.
You could. You could pick, and that's called pickling someone.
Okay.
If you win 11-0, they got pickled.
But the reason they have, in this game, two people to serve is so that it makes it almost fair, so that if there is someone that's absolutely great at serving, they're not going to be able to, normally they're not going to be able to take the game because at some point there's going to be some mistake mm-hmm. and then it has to go to server 2.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah.
So
okay.
It helps keep it a little bit
Yeah,
fairer.
It keeps it interesting, too, because everyone serves differently and at a different pace. And the ideal serve is to serve as deep as possible. Those are the hardest to return.
Okay. That's interesting how you said that they can fit two pickleball courts in one tennis court. That
right.
really helps me visualize exactly the size of that court.
Right,
and
the scope of it.
The kitchen's pretty large.
Yeah, it's probably 1/3. If it's 10 by...
Yeah, I'm hoping
I used to know
two.
The dimensions on by heart, but I don't right now of the whole court. But yeah.
Are the dimensions the same
it's
for a single
wide.
Player
yes.
and a double?
Yes, there is a game called Skinny Singles where you only serve it into one side of the court. But in regulation singles, it's the same size. The court's the same size. Okay. In tennis, they have those alleys
mm-hmm.
for doubles that you can't play in singles. But it's not like that in pickleball. And you should watch two 5-0 single players. Wow, it's quite a game. Fast. Furious.
Yeah, speaking of that, we've got a big world championship coming to Punta Gorda. Punta Gorda is going to see people from all around the globe, supposedly.
I'm really
anxious to hear more details. And from what I understand, there's a pretty good-sized purse, which isn't typical in a tournament. There's going to be some cash given to the winners.
And it's amateur and pro, I understand. Amateurs can play as well. So it'll be exciting.
Tell them about my Christmas present.
Oh. For Christmas, I bought Donna a VIP pass for the last day so we can sit and watch the pros play.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah. And like Kitty said, watching someone that really knows how to play the game at the highest skill set that you can imagine is so fun.
Yeah.
Just to see... Really, how we play, but when we watch them, we're like, wow.
Yeah.
We don't play like that.
We aspire to be that.
The fluidity that comes with experience.
The strategy and the placement. Because the court is so small, really ball placement is important, Alex.
Okay.
Where you place that ball, you hit it on angles, you hit it where they aren't.
But they're always everywhere.
Oh, my God.
The games are much longer when the pros play. It's, because this...
The volleys last forever.
They last for a long time.
30, 40, sometimes 50 shots.
Very cool.
Yeah.
On average, when you to play, how long are the games?
8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, you think? I thought they were like 20, 15, 20, no?
Well, I mean, if you get a good competitive game and both sides are scoring high, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of the games, they go very quickly because you don't always
Some
get people at your skill level.
Yeah,
and
I guess that's the answer,
8 to
right?
10 minutes is not that uncommon.
Mm.
You usually play the 2 out of 3?
No, actually, the protocol, at least, you know, here at Pickleplex is... you play a game, and if someone's paddle's up, there's a trough where the paddles go. You have to get off the court and get back in position to get to give people, you know, the next group
someone
of four
has time
up
to play. Right.
To play, so we just can play one game at a time. And if the courts are empty like they are in the summer, you get to stay out there and just keep.
Oh man, how do you guys play in the summertime?
Oh, we do. We play in the when it's 90-100 degrees.
I have trouble walking from my car to the door at work.
Well, that's how long have you lived here? You're from Ohio. It takes a while.
7 months.
Oh, see, it takes a while.
Well, did you see that I was wearing a coat today?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I have pants.
That's
on
why
today.
I knew you hadn't lived here very long.
Well, the summer definitely spoiled me.
Yeah.
Well, you have to
get
out
in the 80s.
Early.
And I'm cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You do have to get out early, and you have to take in a lot of shade.
Yeah.
You take a lot of more breaks. It's
not
easy.
Yeah, we take
breaks
in the shade.
You hydrate. Get in the shade, and you bring those cooling rags, you know, that you can tie around you. So it's like anything. You can time it so that you can optimize even when you have extreme heat.
Right. So, yeah, let's talk to those people from Pickleball Global that are putting on that world championship. I'm really excited about that. Yeah,
I am too. And actually, the other big event coming up is in January, Peace River Picklers, which is our local Charlotte County Pickleball League
club.
They're sponsoring a sort of an open ribbon cutting ceremony, sort of a grand opening type thing, and it's in January from the 9th to the 12th.
And that's going to be a tournament too.
It's going to be in conjunction with Pickleplex. Yeah, it's for the grand opening tournament.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good things coming up, so let's get some of those people here.
How many people do you think belong to that club?
Well,
there's 700 members.
I know.
Oh, my God.
More than 700, yep.
That's better than the local fishing clubs.
Yeah, Alex, we got to get you out there. On the
I know. I'm excited, actually. Especially when you talk about there being a purse for the...
exactly. Ching, ching.
Can I become a pro in such a short amount of time?
You might be able to.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Pickleball Chat. I'm Alex, and I learned a lot today. And thank you to Donna and Kitty.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See you on the courts.